And welcome, everybody, to the Six Eyes Gospel Show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you saying welcome one, welcome all to the show today, and especially our surrounding city and states and our countries near and far, and as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation as we get rolling out here with our Six Eyes Gospel Show. And we're going to start off with a word of prayer, and then we're going to have Ruth read us our scripture this afternoon. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for another day. In you we have another way, and Lord Jesus, we ask you right now, Lord Jesus, just to touch us as we have this show. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless now as we go into your presence. We know, Lord Jesus, you said where two or three are gathered, you're in the midst. And so, Lord, we thank you that you are in our midst, Lord Jesus. And we ask you right now, Lord Jesus, that you would just touch each and every heart, each and every life, Lord Jesus. We ask you now, Lord Jesus, to help that soul who is nearest hell to reel up the white flag, surrender, saying, I yield, knowing that your word said, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day. Let them get in contact with us so we can rejoice with them in newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing. Do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for your children out there, wherever they may be, we ask the same blessing and do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you. And then for those dealing with COVID-19, Lord Jesus, especially the family and friends, Lord Jesus, who've lost someone due to COVID-19, we ask you to touch them and comfort them as only you can through your Holy Spirit. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with COVID-19, as we speak, we ask you to raise them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can. And then finally, Lord Jesus, with situations like George Floyd and the many other wicked situations that we read about in the newspaper, see on the television set on the news, Lord Jesus, or hear about on the radio set on the news, Lord Jesus, you got mail. We need to learn to love our neighbor as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you. Now, Lord Jesus, we turn this program into your keeping as we pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All right. Now, Lord, we're going to get right going here as we get rolling with the Sunday Gospel Show, as we turn the mic over to Sister Ruth as she opens us with a scripture today.
Okay. I got the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verses 8 through 17. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink, for why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter, and proved them 10 days. At the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Then Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them pulse. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. May God bless his word. Amen.
All right. And we see we got a few people with us. I want to say hi as we get ready to get into the show. How are you doing today, Six?
Yeah, I see him and I see Emily.
Afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Six Eyes Gospel Show. For those of you who may not know, normally we would have the beautiful Queen, Mama Six Eyes, on the air. Unfortunately, she has passed away. So everyone that knew Mama Six Eyes, I was blessed to have her for 75 years. Beautiful spirit, beautiful present, and as often she would say, son, are you on air? Are you doing the show? All right, get on air. Get on air. So we're going to have a great show. We're going to, if you all would share some memories, if you knew my mom, that would be great. But we're dedicating this gospel show to Mama Six Eyes. Keep me and my family in your prayers. My nieces, my nephew, myself, my aunt, Kel, you know, everyone that knew Mama Six Eyes, keep us in prayer because I am really, really hurting, but I have to be that strong son that she raised. So, amen. So we're going to start off the show with a couple of songs that she liked, but I'll let somebody else speak. Go ahead.
Hey, Six.
Hello, Emily. How are you?
I was asked to tell you and your family that mine and my me and my family are all sending our condolences and prayers your way.
Well, thank you very much, Emily. I appreciate it. And now I have to say to you, as you always say it to me, when you see that beautiful lady, Mama Six Eyes, give a hug for me. All right, so I'm asking you, when you see that beautiful lady of yours, your mom, give her a hug for me.
I sure Amen. Will.
Amen.
Well, it's like this. We may not have her here physically now, but now we have her here in spirit. And just from hearing her on the air, even though I never got to meet her personally,
uh-huh.
She was a gem in my heart.
Amen.
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 And we want to say happy birthday to Nikhil. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy
Thank
birthday,
you, everyone. Hi. Thank you. How you doing, Sister Emily?
Trying to be good, but that's hard.
Well, you have to be good today. It's not hard. Thank Mama Six Eyes.
Yeah, I know the last time I was on the air, I got in trouble with Mama Six. So in honor of Mama today, Mama, this being here today is for you.
Amen. All right, before we get too far into the program, I'd like for Sister Ruth to repeat the scripture she read. It was kind of fast, so just make sure you say it twice for us so we can get it, please. It was the book of Daniel.
Daniel chapter 1.
Verses 8
through 17. Yeah, okay. All right, great. Thank you so much.
And from me and Ruthie, we say happy birthday, Nikhil.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Blessed to
as
see
well 20... as we send our condolences to the Six Eyes family.
Yes. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Charles.
Thank you, Ruthie. Yeah, somebody said something.
No, I was just saying blessed to see 25 plus wisdom and 30.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Yes, yes. Wake up happy and blessed and thanking God every morning.
Mm-hmm. Definitely thank you for making the woke list. Definitely a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anybody else we have on the line with us? Is Tony joining us today?
Don't see Tony.
Okay.
There's another 440 number.
Okay. Well, hello to you. Thanks for tuning in.
That would be my dad.
All right. Hello, sir. How you doing? All right. So we're going to play a couple of songs that my mom liked. And, again, if you all want to share some memories, hey, feel free. All right.
Talk to me.
Love you, Mom.
Yes, we love you, Mom.
Talk to me. Alone in the world, it's just me and you. So lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. Oh, I need to talk to you and ask you for guidance, especially today, when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure I will get my I'm why I open up my heart.
All right, that was for you, Mama.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost all, but now I see how you were there. I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser. Yeah. somebody tonight next to them. Tell them, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he put me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never would have made it.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it. Never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, never would have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody pray with me.
All right, you're enjoying it's a gospel show.
Do you mind if I testify? Tell you of the goodness of my Lord. Share some of what he's done for me. How he's opened up so many doors. You may look at me from the outside and think I got here on my own. But there's no way that you could ever know how much grace and mercy I've been shown. Oh, if you look into my eyes, you see life is trying to get the best of me. But I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing his name, Jesus. And he loves me, and I know this, 'cause he died for me and he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. Jesus, yes, he loves me, and I know this, for he said it to me when he rescued me. There's no great love in the world. Oh, there's so many things I want to tell you of how he made a way for me.
if you hadn't loved me through the mistakes that I made. I just don't know where I would be, Lord. You owe me so much favor. And now I understand the amazing grace. Through all of the pain, all of the pain, I'll be alive. There is nothing that could take your place. Oh, if you look into my eyes, you will see. Life is truly trying to get the best of me. But I know the giver of life, first of all,
because of who you are. Cause with therapist in future, they're only human. Believe me when I say, trust in Lord. He is faithful and true. Trust in Lord. Oh,
amen. I'm hurting, but I will trust in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
anointing seems to there is a spirit in the atmosphere. Oh, come lay down the burden you have carried, for it's the sanctuary. Anointing in the sanctuary, there is a feeling in the atmosphere. Oh, come lay down the burden you have carried, for in the sanctuary.
Yeah.
Oh, speak to our minds,
Amen. You listen to the Six Eyes Gospel Show, dedicated to Mama Six Eyes.
Surrounding you, these trying times are so hard to endure. In the middle now, one seems to be your darkest hour. Hold fast your heart and be assured. The two shall pass, like every night that comes before it. He'll never leave you more than you can bear. The two shall pass, so at the start you'll be comforted. For it's in his hands, his two shall pass. Oh, yes, yes. I know he is high, or they fall. He feels your pain, get high.
everyone to know why I'm in love with you.
Patient and strong. Always, no matter what I face, you've been there to bring me through. On time, it took a while to see that your love was true.
Now no one cares.
I belong
to you until
the end.
Good to know
you're
and all I want
to say.
Feel my die. I just wanna be close to you.
Honey, and sweet. Heaven is where I wanna be, where I am when I'm with you.
Perfect, you're perfect. It's what you gave all the world to see. Now no one cares. I belong
to you
until the end.
But
good to know.
Sure.
And all I want,
thank you.
Feel my die. I just wanna be close to you.
Okay, follow me.
Ta-da.
You, sir.
After this song.
Some spoke in anger, heard folks whisper, there's no place here for us. Still on she came, through the shame that flushed her face, until at last she stood before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was hers. As she poured it out to the master, from her box of alabaster, diamonds to pour my praise on him, like oil from Mary. I love Master Paul. Don't be angry if I wash with my tears, and I drive them with my head. You weren't there the night it found me. You cannot feel what I felt when you wrapped his love all around me. And you don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster bottle. I can't forget the way life used to. I was a prisoner to the sin that had me bound. I spent my days pouring my life without measure into a little treasure box. Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonder of His word. So now I'm giving back to Him all the praise He's worthy of. I've been forgiven, and that's like oil from Mary's alabaster vine. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my tongue. Oh, hey,
Pastor Bonnet.
God bless
love you, Mama. Love you,
how
Mama.
You doing?
Amen.
Hey,
welcome.
Can you hear me well? I'm
yes,
doing
sir.
Good. All right.
Amen.
God bless each of you. How are you all doing today?
I am here. I am here standing strong.
Amen.
And
amen.
I am blessed and highly favored. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for being here today, and before I even begin to minister, I want to take this time and thank the good Lord for introducing me through Brother Six, Mama Sanford. Y'all call her Mama Six. And so I want to thank her for leaving her son in my capable hands to continue to guide him in the things of God. Mama decided it was time for her to go home to be with the Lord. And she left Six in some company of good people that love him for who he is and love God and are devoted to building relationships with God. And so at this time, I want to pray for Brother Six right now, if we can pray for his continued strength in the passing of his mother. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you humble. Lord God, we come before you knowing that you can do all things but fail. We read in your word that told us that so long as the earth remains, there shall always be seed, time, and harvest. And you begin to teach us that there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. And so, God, in this season, the season that Six is going through now, we first thank you, Lord God, that in this season he was already equipped to endure. Now, God, we pray, Lord God, as this season goes through its natural process, we pray, Lord God, for nothing but strength in his corner. Nothing but words of well-doing in his ears to encourage him and to strengthen him as he takes this next journey. We love you today, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the encounters that we have had with those that have gone on before us. But, Lord God, we are confident, Lord God, to know that those that die in you, they are awaking in you. They will awaken you. And we, at one day, Lord God, if we die, when we die in this world, we'll awake to you too. And, Lord God, until that great day when you gather us all together, we just thank you, Lord God, that you made a way for all of us to be gathered together. You made a way, Lord God, that those that have chosen you will be reunited someday with those that they have left behind. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the journey that you gave her. We thank you, Lord God, for the journey that you're giving all of us as we journey together. And, Lord God, we know that there's ups and downs. There's good and there's bad. But, Lord God, we know one thing for sure. Your word have declared that you will be with us always. And so we thank you, Lord God, that as you told the disciples, you would not leave us comfortless. That when you go, that you will send forth the Comforter, and he will teach us and guide us into all truth. Not only do the Comforter teach us and guide us, but he brings proper understanding. He brings resolve. He brings peace. He brings understanding. And so, Holy Spirit, what Six need in his life right now, you know. You know what he need to hear. You know what he need to do. And, God, we just pray that you will give him the wisdom to do every step at its right appointed time. And we thank you now. We love you, Lord God, and we know that you don't make mistakes. Everything is according to your divine will. Whether we like it or not, whether we understand it or not, God, we subject ourselves to your will. And we say yes, Lord, yes to your way, yes to your word, yes to obeying you, and yes to trusting you. And we love you, Lord. We thank you for loving us, and we thank you for the time that we have had. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray all these blessings and more we receive in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Once again, amen. I want to say thank you to our listeners who are patiently waiting on me to come on the line. Thank you, Six Eyes Radio Network, for the wonderful opportunity to stand with you on this platform as we preach the good news of Jesus Christ. Thank you for an opportunity just to share testimonies and the things that God is doing currently in this earth realm. Today we was able to have our grand opening for the ministry Redemption for Life, pastored by my brother, Sean Calhoun, Pastor Sean Calhoun. And we had a wonderful turnout. New members joined today. And as we open in this new location, this new sanctuary, we've been working hard to get the building transformed, to modernize it, to the scenes that are current in our day's today's life. And so that when the people come in, they can have a place of worship that they can feel comfortable in and to enjoy fellowship one with another. I heard somebody said the other day, you don't need no church. You don't need to go to church. Ain't nobody got to go to church. God is in your heart. When God established the church, talking about Christ, he established what is called the ecclesia. That's the word we use for church. And he established it. So what makes us think that we don't need it? Now, it's more than the understanding of the four walls. Later on in the month of February, we'll talk about the purpose of the church. But it's something when you have a community where when you are down, someone sees you and they are able to touch you and encourage you. It's something about when you see someone who's down and you are able to touch them and see them through. The Bible said that the elders of the church shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So all you COVID-minded people, lay hands. Well, he didn't say you couldn't wear gloves, but since y'all being so deep on me, he didn't say you couldn't put on gloves and anoint somebody. He didn't say that you couldn't wash your hands before time, wash your hand after the time. And you can't allow fear to come in and keep you from doing the things of fellowship, because the fellowship develops character. Now, Jesus had a ministry, and his ministry walked the streets of Galilee and Judea, and his ministry was a traveling ministry. But he had a group of people. Many started with him. Many went their own way. Stayed right there. And only one of them actually betrayed him. But nevertheless, he still shown love to all of them. Even so much, the one that betrayed him, he knew he was going to betray him, but he still allowed him to handle the money. So a lot of times we look at things from a position of non-understanding. So therefore, we don't understand the purpose of that thing. If I never had a need for a hammer, when I see it, it just looked like a blunt object. I don't know what the hook is for the other side. I didn't know that was designed to remove nails. Wouldn't it be strange if I was using that side to try to hammer the nail in? But if I didn't know, I didn't know. Oftentimes, they say experience can be the best teacher. But what if your experience was bad? Did it teach you? No. So having the right information is the best teacher. And what God has done for you and I is he's given us 66 and he merged them into one book. And it is called the Holy Bible. And in it, it gives us the understanding of the nature of God and the purpose he has for mankind. This month, we've been talking about the kingdom of God must be first. And our central theme was Matthew 6 and 33. I'll read that for your hearing. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Then there's a comma in the word and. So seek first the kingdom of God. If you don't understand kingdom because of your democracy, then you will never understand the kingdom of God. See, democracy says the will of the people. In other words, the majority wins. Well, what if the majority was wicked? What if the majority was wrong? Once upon a time, the majority says that it was okay to lynch black people. Was that right? No. So the majority don't mean it's right. What means it's right is what does God's word say? What has God himself declared to be good or to be bad? To be right or to be wrong? To be holy or unholy? What do God say about it? So seek first the kingdom of God. To understand any kingdom, you need to know the king. Because if you don't know the king, then you never understand the desire of the king's purpose for his land, nor the culture in which surrounds it, expression of their king. So seek first the kingdom of God. So there's a kingdom that God controls. I know we say he got the whole world in his hand. You know the song that we sang in Sunday school when we was little. He got the whole world in his hand. He got you and me, brother, in his hand. You and me, sister, in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the little bitty babies in his hand. He got the clouds and the rain in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. And that is very true. But he gave control to me and you. He allowed us to dictate what goes on. Let us make men in our image and after our likeness and give them dominion. So man had the authority to make things right, but for some reason or another, man kept making it wrong. The first two brothers was in a disagreement in how to give to God. And because of that, one killed the other, not harmed or lied or did bad things too, but killed, took his life. He took the life of something or someone, excuse me, that was in the image and likeness of God. So what did that say about his relationship with God? Because if you could kill the image and likeness of God, certainly you're not studying. You're not caring about what God says or what God does. I must have a right understanding of the kingdom of God. Then there's a conjunction. That means stuff that attach to. Y'all remember one of those old Saturday morning shows that used to come on, Conjunction, Junction, What Your Function, and used to teach you how to hook up stuff. You see that long locomotive, and it was showing you how to add to the words. Well, here's something that's adding to this equation of seeking. And that word seeking is searching out. It is to be diligently looking for something. It's active. You can't say, I'm looking for the remote. Where are you sitting? Yeah, did you look up on the cushion? No, I don't see it. You ain't looking for it then. Because you didn't even move the very thing that you're on. Well, I don't think it's there. How do you know? See, a lot of times that's how people respond. Well, I don't think that's how God, how do you know? How do you know what's God and what's not God if you don't know God? Ooh, I done said something there. How do you know if something is God or isn't God if you don't know God? That's like you trying to tell me, well, I don't think your wife is like that. I don't think you know my wife. Do you know her? That's the next question. Now, if you know her, you might be right. Might be. But if you don't know her, what is your information being based on? And see, too many times we want to reference God based on what others have said. I wouldn't be giving my money to them preachers. First of all, the earth is the Lord, and conjunction, the fullness, as you and I, all the creatures thereof, just in case you didn't get it, and all they, that's you and me, for sure, that dwell, that's living, in. When I was born, all the gold, all the silver, all the diamonds, all the precious stones, everything that is of value that can be called money, it was already here when I was born. The richest person in the world, when they died, they took no money that they accumulated with them to the grave. In fact, Brother Six, I think you're going to really like this. There was a woman whose husband had got very, very wealthy. And he had told her, he gave her instructions, I'm going to give you this house and these couple cars and here's a little money for you to live on, and you're going to be all right. And I want the rest of my money to every bit of this money in my account to go with me. And she said, okay, honey, laid down and died. And she had a wonderful funeral form, found the best pastors, and got the best type of casket, the top of the line. She spared no expenses. And he had told others, I told my wife to bury me with all my money. Bury me with every last dime I own. And that morning, she went to the bank and got his total. She opened up her purse. And as they was lowering down the casket, somebody said to her, I thought he said for you to bury all his money with him. She said, I want y'all to know I obeyed my husband. I did exactly what he did, wanted me to do. I buried him with all his money. She said, we don't see nothing there. I wrote him a check. Y'all will get that later. Somebody's going to get that later. You slow, but you're worth way dumb. She said, I put a check in there. I put a check in there with this total amount of money on the check. So he got buried with all of his money. I want you to understand that whatever you have in this world, it was here before you got here, and it's going to be here after you leave. And so many of us spend so much time trying to get stuff till we never really get what's going to last forever. We never get what's going to take us beyond now. So it says, seek
first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be, and his righteousness. Righteousness is not my opinion about a thing. I'm going to say it one more time. Righteousness, true righteousness, is not my opinion about a thing. Because you may go to a country where righteousness was eating people. Now, ain't nothing righteous about that. Ain't nothing right about that. But it may be part of their ritual. They may believe that if they consume another person, they take on all of their power, and it's going to make them stronger. Ah, Pastor Body, that's just cartoon. That's just, ain't nobody believing that for real, do you know? Do you not know that there's witches and warlocks today in this country here in the good old USA? Power from people. Oh, yeah. So you got some people that believe some stuff, and they believe they're right for doing it. There's women out there that they think it's okay for them to take your man because you don't deserve him. That don't make it right. It says seek first the kingdom of God and his being the king righteousness, not my righteousness, not your righteousness. And all these things will be added. What things? Go back up and see what preceded the but. Because we'll chase a lot of things. We'll chase a lot of things and be chasing things and not realizing God wants to give us something, but he just wants us to put him first. There's a man in the Bible, and those of you that have your Bible, I hope and trust that you have your Bible with you. Turn with me to the book of First Kings. Yeah, there was a second king. There's no third king in this writing. But there's a first king, and let's turn together, First Kings chapter 3. And this is such a good chapter, but for the saving of time, I'm only going to read a few verses here. First Kings chapter 3. I think I start reading here around the fifth verse here. In Gideon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I, not the world, shall give thee. In other words, let me give you just the background before I go any further. Solomon was the newly appointed king by his father, David. David allowed his son Solomon to precede him in kingship. There was some old other stuff that was going on we don't have in this session. But his father, the previous king, was David. Many of us know the story of David. You know, we say David is the one that's after God's very own heart. David was the one, as a boy, he killed a giant while the other men stood idly by, and he knocked him down with a rock, but he killed him with his own sword, the giant's own sword, that David. The David who they sung songs about, saying that the previous king, Saul, had killed thousands, but David had killed tens of thousands, that David. And so now he's old, and it's time for him to pass the mantle. And he passed it to his son, the short version. And so we're here at verse number 5, where God appeared to Solomon in a dream. And he tells Solomon, ask, what shall I give thee? In other words, what you want me to do for you? You're the king now, and you are king over my people, because these are my chosen people that I have allowed you to be king over. So ask me, what shall I do for you? Now, many of us that would have had that king mindset in a kingdom, we'd begin to ask for extreme amount of wealth. We would ask for our neighboring enemies' head, stronger armies, and so on. We would ask for things that would position us to be physically greater. Eyes of everyone that is heard. That's what most of us would have done. But this is what Solomon, a king, said. Verse 6. And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy. When he answered God, he began to answer God in recognizing what he already done. In other words, he just didn't jump straight to an answer to ask for this, that, or the other. He simply began to give God praise and recognition that he's already been good. And most of us, we fall prey in the fact that we don't praise God for what he's already done. When we go to God, many times we're going to God with a complaint, and we forget to celebrate him for what he's already done. And I know it may seem like a small thing to you, to those of us in a democracy that believes our voice really can change the mind of a king. In a real kingdom, you don't go to the king boasting of anything before you recognize the king. In other words, there's a protocol to follow. Now, if that's true in the natural sense, how much more should it be in the spiritual realm when God, the God of the universe, creator of all that is and that shall ever be? How do we think that we can go to God without even recognizing him and demand anything? Well, Brother Von, didn't you say that he came, that the Lord came to him in a dream and asked him? Yeah. And you still, the Bible says, recognize your time of visitation. And so, yes, God has took time to visit you. So for that alone, the words out of your mouth should have been, thank you for just even speaking to me. Thank you for even just considering me. Thank you that I matter to you enough that you would give me a right to decide anything. Now let's go on. And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy. according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness. I mean, he obeyed. And uprightness of heart with thee. That don't mean he got everything right, but his heart was, when he did wrong and it was pointed out, he repented. And he asked God to forgive him. Righteousness of heart with thee, and thou hast kept from him this great kindness. Kept for him this great kindness. In other words, you allowed him to choose his successor. Because the previous king is not my uncle. The previous king was somebody else from another tribe. But you took the kingship from that family and you gave it to mine. And you chose to allow it to continue. Thank you. See, some of us, we are blessed because of the foundational work that somebody done before. You know, it's easy to build when you're building on something that's already founded. Oh, yeah. But when you got to dig through the foundation, lay down your own rods, and build a foundation, that's when it becomes even harder. But the foundation is already laid. So Solomon is saying, thank you. So he said, thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on the throne. See how he eased himself back in the picture? I just want to thank you for allowing me to be born and allow my father to pass the torch over to me. Thank you. Some of us, we are mad because we were born poor. We were born with crazy parents. And I said the word crazy, and I meant the word crazy. And I ain't trying to describe your craziness because crazy is relevant. If it's dysfunctional, it's dysfunctional. Some of us came up in good functional families and still made a mess. But to recognize that God allowed you to be born and to recognize the skills and the talents that he has put in you as an individual, that's enough to praise God by itself. Now let me keep on. My time is ticking. He says, has given him a son to sit on his throne. Now, O Lord. And this is when he said capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That's that all, that's that self-sufficient one. So he ain't talking to no little G-O-D. He said, O Lord, O Creator, self-sufficient one, my God, my everything, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David, my father. And I am but a little child. Now, this doesn't speak to his age. It may speak to more so his relationship in doing things with God. In his relationship of the new position that God has given him. So it's not about his age, it's about his position. So he's a child. In other words, he's just starting to be king. He'd been a man for some time if you did the age. But now he's appointed king. And as king, he's saying, I'm just a little child. I'm new to this. you know. I know not how to go out or to come in. That verified my statement that I just made. I know not how to go out or to come in. In other words, he said, I don't know how to do this thing. I don't know. And sometimes our biggest problem is admitting that we don't know. We want to know everything. We think we got everything right. And I'm not fussing. If you're confident in what you know, that's what you know. But understand this. In life, there's always something God can teach you. Amen, somebody. And he said again, I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thou servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen. He's recognizing what God has done and where he is. A great people that cannot be numbered. I don't even know how many people these is. Sound like you, Brother Six. And you don't even know how many people we reaching. We know how many countries we in, but we don't even know how many people we're reaching right now. We don't know. We don't know, because even if we had a way of counting them now, we can't count the ones that's going to catch the show the podcast. Yeah, that's it. Or catch the rerun of it. Mm-hmm. We don't know. So he says that cannot be counted nor count for multitude. Verse 9. He says, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart. See, a lot of times we want information, but information with no wisdom can mess you up. I heard Pastor Calhoun said today, talking about information coming from another text. From an electrical standpoint, you have a high voltage, you have your service voltage, then you have a low voltage. That high voltage, if it catches you, it pulls you. That other voltage, it may push you and stop your heart. May not kill you, or it may be based on the condition of your heart. Then that low voltage, something like a 9-volt battery, it's just going to tingle, you know. I think when we was kids, you know, we found out that if you took your tongue and put it, you know, both of the negative and the positive connectors on the 9-volt is in, they're upright. They're side by side. And if you took your tongue and touched both, it would give you a shock because your tongue would serve as a current connector. And that current would flow through your tongue and give you a little tingle, but it won't kill you. But that high voltage, you may think you know. If you don't have the right understanding about that, and that line pop and hit the ground, and you think it's a dead line, and you touch it, the next thing you would know is what God looked like. Amen, somebody. Amen. And so you must know. And so he says, therefore thou servant. He said, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to this purpose, to judge thy people. So the next time somebody say, the Bible say, don't judge, y'all already know that's a lie because we just read it. God never told us not to judge people. He told us not to judge wrongfully.
not to be unfair judges. So here's a man who's praying for an understanding heart to judge, this is governing thy people, that I may discern, that to have understanding beyond what I see, between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thou so great a please God? See, it ain't hard to please God. When you think you have to have a skirt down to your ankles and your shirt button all the way up to your throat to please God. You had it. Here's how to please God. Recognize him and ask him for understanding heart to do what he called you to do. The Bible says, verse 10, and the speech pleased God, so that Solomon said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, listen to what he asked for, this thing, and has not asked for thy long life. I forgot about that one. Yeah, some of y'all have been asking to live longer than Methuselah. And so he said, thou have not asked for thyself long life, neither has asked riches for thyself. All of these things are personal gain, personal benefit. Nor have thou asked the life of thy enemies, but has asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy word. In other words, it was no negotiation. It's in it. God say, I done it. It's there. So it don't take God long to do anything in us. Instantly, he was given this insight. Instantly, he was blessed and endowed from on high to do what he was able to do as a king. I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any rise like unto thee. My God. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not. Verse 13, you better write it down. Because he was trying to take care of the kingdom first. God's people, that's his kingdom. Can't have a kingdom without people. Because a whole lot of people got land, but they ain't got no people on there, so they ain't got no kingdom. Keep on going, preacher. And I also have given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any amongst the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk conditional in the midst of what God gave him, see, God has given many of us gifts and talents. And many of us are gifted in talent. And our talents and our gifts, they will carry us high. But if we don't maintain the proper character, then our gifts and our talents will take us where our characters can't keep us. And if thou will walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then. So we have to read all of it. A lot of times we want to break these scriptures up. We don't read it all.
then I will lengthen thy days. And then it says, and Solomon, what? We're going to stop there. Said over in Psalms 90, verse 12. He said, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. To wisdom. To wisdom. So my days are not to be filled with getting drunk and high and righteous living of any kind, but seeking God first, learning to be a child of God first, so that the things that I need in life to fulfill the purpose in which he has born me into this world, I may do. Isaiah 6 and 8 says, so I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom and who will go for us? That's the Trinity speaking. Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Whom? Many are called, but only few are chosen. Many are called, but only few are chosen. Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Elijah said, then says I, Elijah, here am I, send me. When was the last time you heard the call of God and you said, hear my Lord? What would you have me to do, God? What can I do for you, Lord? Most time our conversations start and end with, gimme, gimme, gimme. Lord, they did this to me, do this to them. But when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, what thing's going to be added? Everything I need. Notice I didn't say all of my needs, plural. I say everything I need. Because that need streamlines specific things that are mandatory for success, for progress. I'm a carpenter. I need a hammer and a nail. I'm going to need a saw. These things are needful. What is needed? And many times we mess up or we confuse our needs with our desires. And God has no issues with your desires. In fact, the word does say, if you would delight yourself in the Lord, he'll grant you the desires of your heart. Stuff that you want just because you want it. Not because you're trying to be super this or super that or get this attention and get that attention. Somebody was admiring one of my suits yesterday at the ribbon cutting. And man, there's a man up in my suit. I said, thank you so much. God is good to me. And I said, man, I don't know the last time I actually had to pay for a suit. God just been blessing me. So I realized there's some things God does for us because we put him first. I like nice clothes. And as a churchman that I am, Suits is a part of my world. And God makes sure wherever I go and represent the kingdom, I represent it looking well. So I can't do nothing but bless his name. Ain't no sense of me chasing money, because the suit that I have would have cost me more than I make. Or have made, I put it that way, excuse me. The name of the Lord. I don't need to cut none of my blessings short. And what we have to be careful will come out of our mouth. Amen. And so God has been good, and we have to recognize the goodness of God in our lives. I know we have come to the top of our hour, and y'all excuse me, I think I may go over into the bonus hour. Amen. So I'm going to pause for a moment to allow either Missionary Ken or Brother Six to come and to give you our station identification and our donation information. Listen, if you are listening to this message and it's blessing you, won't you sow a seed into this ministry, the 6 Hours Radio Network? Sow a seed into this broadcast. Help keep programming like this going forward. Your gift, whatever it is, small or large, it do add to the kingdom. Sow a seed. Sow a seed on this word because it blessed you. Sow a seed into this ministry because it's good ground. Do it and watch to see what produces from your sowing a seed. So some of you, I challenge to give that seed of $10 that was in your heart to do. Do it. Somebody may have been challenging their heart to give $100. Do it. Obey God. And in your mind, you might be saying, but I don't know where the next 100 going to come, and I might need this and that. If God told you to do it, do it. It is your test of faith to know that God is not broke. If he gave you that, he's able to give you that again and more. Six or Missionary Ken, whichever one of you gentlemen, come and give them that information on how they can give through PayPal and Cash App, and how they can tune in to any and all these broadcasts.
All right. And as far as giving through PayPal and or Cash App, you have those two options. First off, with PayPal, if you use PayPal, you enter the email address 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, again, $SIXEYES, $SIXEYES, 2, digit 4, again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. I'm getting a little tongue-tied here this afternoon. And in both cases, you just entered the amount of your love gift in there, and we here at the 6 Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. Amen.
Amen.
And as far as the programming, you could get that on demand anytime by going on your smartphone or tablet, and where it says podcast, you type in 6 Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O, and then hit subscribe on when it pops up there, and you can have this show even on a Friday if you like. So anytime, anywhere, you can have the Six Eyes Radio Network. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I missed the opening, and so I'm quite sure that Missionary Ken had opened us up with a wonderful prayer, or someone did. And usually it's Sister Ruth that's reading our scripture, and I'm quite sure she read a wonderful scripture today. Amen. But what she gave us on last week was what we call the bloodhound of scripture. In other words, there are scriptures that we must sniff out. Amen. We must search for to find where is it in the Bible. And we're now at this time where she's coming forth in just a second here. I know she's getting ready. Amen. So while she's getting ready, I'm going to talk for a few more seconds because I know she's getting ready with that to give us that so we can see who got it. Amen. Once again, as a radio station, as a team, we continue to lift up Brother Six this evening in the passing of his mother. We are praying for him, and we solicit your prayers along with us to pray for him and with him and his family in this time. And so I know without a doubt it would be greatly appreciated that he will appreciate it so very, very much. And if you know him, and I'm speaking to any family members of Six, I encourage one another, amen, and encourage him because it was his mom, not being your aunt, your grandmama, what have you, however the family is connected. Encourage her. Pray with it. Tell him a joke or two. Amen. Get him laughing. And do it. Amen. And not just today, but in the days to come. All year long. That's just encourage him and keep him lifted up before the Lord. And I'm quite sure as things progress, we're going to see and hear more of the goodness that God has put in his heart as he shares with us his progress. Amen. We love you. Come on, Sister Ruth. Give us our bloodhound.
All right. Okay, I got it. It's awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Okay, let me do that again. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame.
All right. I'm not sure where is that.
Yeah, somewhere between Genesis and Revelation, but yeah.
Say is it? It's between the front and back covers.
Yep.
Between the front and back covers of no, let's be not deceived, corruption of matter. Give it one more time, because I missed that.
It's all right. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Now, when you really look at it closely, you probably could guess who's saying that. And then you probably know exactly where it's at. Oh, I thought it
came out. Somebody, sound like Princess got.
Go for it, Gal. You got it.
In 34, 35.
Yeah. All right, she's got it. Good job. All
thank
right.
you.
I was right.
Now, happy birthday
right.
again.
It was sober up. Okay.
Now I got to go to the other one.
I would have been.
And now the other one, I think you'll be able to figure out. This one I think is a little easier. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him.
Got it.
And I bet you know.
Yep.
I thought so, sweetheart. You go
for
it. Yep. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. Hold on to it.
Holding. I am holding.
How you doing today,
right,
princess?
I'm hanging in here. Just being a little
careful. Is you hanging by a thread or a rope?
I'm
sorry.
Oh,
that, no. That was a Ken moment. You know what you're hanging by.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to do that joke about that guy that scaled the building. Remember? Yeah, he did that word.
Shaquille, I'm sorry. I had a Ken moment.
Yeah, you got to have fun with my sweetie.
But you said you're hanging in there. What's going on with you? Well, you know, we are some praying people. We believe God to do anything and all things.
I'm just missing my second mom.
Oh, okay. Okay, you too. Okay. Yeah. And that's understandable. That's understandable. And I'm thankful that you are there. And the friendship that y'all have to be able to be a shoulder for him to lean on. So I'm thankful that you are there. That is a blessing by itself, too. It's definitely a blessing. When I told my wife, you know, she's one that's going to be praying as well for him.
Hard time.
Everybody loves Mama Six, so we're thankful.
Yeah.
She
calls me her daughter, and she's the only woman that I call mother or mom outside of my mom. I didn't even call my dad's wife of 30-some years mom.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I call her mom from day one when she told me, and I love her so much.
Amen, amen. I was talking to Emily the other day about Mama Six, and she even told me how Mama Six got on her and told her that she didn't want that. So Mama Six was Mama for real. She got Emily in check, and Emily said, I'm not going back to the woodshed. You know how she is. And Emily said, she got me good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Mama Six. And I appreciate her calling me her pastor. Amen. Pastor Amen. Body. I was just blessed to know that who she admired as a speaker, as a man of God, that she had put me in that category as someone she enjoyed listening to and that she would listen to. And so to me, it's a privilege and an honor to have known her and have had my times of conversation with her. And so it's a blessing. I will get excited when I hear a voice. Amen. I like the older people that gone before us in the Lord. I mean working labor in God. Because they set a foundation. They set a precedent of how to stick and stay and how to remain holy and how to keep living right.
You know, my mom didn't save, and we've done all. Even in our ribbon cutting yesterday, my mom texted my brother, told him good job, but finish and do all that God told you to do. No matter what we establish, her push is keep doing it.
Finish. Amen.
And
so, I want to thank you all. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Alfred. Hey.
Yeah, I want to thank you all. It's definitely helping. I want to thank everybody, the team of the 6 Hours Radio Network, our surrounding 10 states, our faraway countries. My aunts have been rallying around me. They're going to be here at 3:30, so we're going to extend this show out as much as we can so they can speak. These are her sisters, my aunts. So I don't know if they're on the line right now. If they're on the line right now, you have to press the 1, and then your mic will be open. Otherwise, they'll be here. They're en route. And also, I just found out, definitely keep my cousin Shaq in prayer. They had to rush him to the hospital. That is Sonya. You just met her yesterday, Nicole, the short one. Well, they are short, but. the one with the little baby voice. That's my aunt's son. So we had to take her son to the hospital. So we just want to pray that he's okay and speedy recovery, whatever going on. And be careful out there on the roads. But yeah, they have been rallying around me, and they came over Friday, stayed, and they're coming back again. And we'll get through this. Mama said be strong, and I'm going to be strong. Definitely miss her, but I have a lifetime of memories and anyone I can call on demand. And it's definitely a hurting feeling, but I just want to thank her. I had her for 75 years. And
thank you, Lord.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
No, the world had her for 75 years. I don't think you're 75 years old, sir.
No, I'm not 70. I'm not 75. I'm not 75.
If you were 75, Mama was 100 and something.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So God,
you guys know what I meant. You guys know.
Yeah, I know. I'm just teasing with you.
Yeah. But and she was on the show last week. She was on the show last week.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. She always enjoyed the program. And that meant a lot to me as a preacher.
Anytime you can beat out Robert Tilton, you're doing something. Everything. Robert Tilton. And, yeah, so, man, it's definitely a she loves you all. She called Wolfgang Wolfman, she said. Yeah. She called, you know, and Ruthie. You know, she loved all y'all. If she ever met you, she loved you. And my mom met no strangers, you know. So, like I said, it's a blessing. And she definitely told me to keep this station going, and I'm going to. She says, "Now, son, now you take off sometime, but you gotta get in there and make me some money, you know." So that's what I will be doing, and I definitely am gonna miss her hanging up on me. I'm definitely going to miss that. I let Nicole tell you about that.
Wow. Yeah, Nicole did tell me that. I know some of that. Because just as soon as you were, Mama ain't had no problem with it. I love Mama because I tell people all the time, you know, this is my phone. I know how to answer it, and I know how to hang it up. And your mom knew how to hang it up.
One dish, I could count it down. Three. to click, and I bust out laughing every time. At me dying.
Yeah, so I done heard the stories already. I heard a few of them anyhow. Yes, Lord. Just as sure as you start.
You start, get Charles started up, she knew how to get rid of him. And he couldn't do nothing but sit there and smile.
Yeah, she definitely
was. So if he get out of line, I guess I have to take over.
There you go. See, now you fit in you just walked into my other title for you. I ain't going to do it right now. I'm going to let you slide. See? I'm going to let this slide, Princess.
Such a blessing. I always hear, she always call me on my birthday singing, and I'm missing that today. My eyes are just as red. I mean, I'm just like, oof.
Hey, Kenny, let's sing to her. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nikhil. Princess darling, we love you.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
That was good.
I couldn't resist.
That was good. No, but that was good. I think you, as they say, hit the nail on the head. That was good.
And I was just thinking about Mama. You know, she reminded me of my grandmother, but she had such a humble spirit like my grandmother. And every time she talked on the air, she always was so sweet to everyone.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was.
My grandmother probably up there in heaven having a great time because my grandmother played the piano, so I could imagine if she sang, they'll be singing up there.
How you doing, everybody? This is Olita Jones.
How you doing, Sister Jones?
I'm okay. I'm just doing my Christian duty. I had to stop in here and holler at Charles and bring him a little coffee he wanted, and I brought him a sandwich. And like I told him, God got him. I'm praying for all of you all and him every day. And, you know, I met his mother, a beautiful lady. And like I said, we never know the day or the hour, but this is one pill that's hard to swallow. Nobody can walk it till you done walked it. But God got Charles. And I just want to say this and leave this in your ear. So you think you can't make it through, and you feel like all of your hope is gone, just remember God cares for you, and he knows just what's best for you. He cares for you. God bless you. God got you.
Thank
I love you, Charles.
You. Love you, too.
I'm here. If you need me, call me. And
thank
you, too, Nikki, if you want me.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Her sister,
that was beautiful.
That should be en route.
Okay.
So you'll meet them.
Okay, I just called you. You know, I'm not at the house today. I got to go out tomorrow.
Yeah, they came over Friday and sat with me, and they're coming back. So definitely,
yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Woo, God got
us.
Oh, you want me to
come
up or just leaving this up?
You want me
to come in?
Yeah. No, the other.
Amen.
Beautiful
Amen.
Talent. Beautiful talent.
Yeah, that was a blessing right there.
Mm-hmm.
That was a blessed song. Amen. Amen. But that's what we have to do, remember. You know, God is there to see us through, and he'll hold us. If we go through, we are not alone. And
Amen.
So
Amen. And so.
Mic for a minute.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
But so I know we're in the bonus time and we were trying to extend it. I had another thing that I was supposed to be doing, but I'm pausing for a moment just to hear a few other things. And
did we lose Pastor Bunny? Okay.
No, we didn't lose me.
Okay.
Yes. In thought. Some things are trying, and I'm just thanking God for the memories. And, you know, sometimes it's good to walk through memory lane, reflecting on the good things and the things that God allowed to happen to help us. So at some point later on, maybe we'll get six to share some of the life lessons that Mama told him. You know, we'll try to get him to think about five lessons in life that he learned, all because of her upbringing and teaching with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about them one at a time and how that they could help us and how they are beneficial and how they can be beneficial in our lives even today. So as we go forward, we'll get him to share just five, at least five of them, you know. We know there are so many more, but we're going to try to get him to zoom in on maybe five things in particular that Mama had to teach him, that she stayed with him on and didn't allow him to deviate from as much as she possibly could stop him from deviating, but that she really just installed in him over the years. And so and we'll make a lesson out of it as we visit what she taught, and we'll look for the biblical application of it and how does it apply today. And so we'll do that coming up as soon as he's ready and able, and to do it on the Monday Motivational Monday program, we'll do it. So I think it would be a wonderful motivation. So.
All right.
Anyway. We definitely have wonderful programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And we want to thank our listeners far and near for tuning in to the Sixth Eyes Gospel Show, where you get your praise on without leaving the house. We want you to know that for those, especially for those that are not physically able to go to a church, a physical church, to fellowship, and perhaps where you are, maybe church might be outlawed or there's not a church close to you. And we pray that we're your internet radio church family. And we want to be those that can touch you spiritually through these airways to encourage you in your relationship in God. And we want to encourage you to keep going higher and higher. Amen. I think of it this way. if you can get excited about a ball game, whether football, baseball, whatever, any type of sports game, tennis, golf, if you get excited about them and raise your level, your voice level above a normal conversation, if you can do that to natural things, men and women hitting a ball or shooting a ball or throwing a ball, any of those things, bouncing a ball, surely you can praise God. And your praise to God should be better than your praise from an individual who just threw a ball through a hoop or hit a ball out the park or kicked a ball through a net or hit a ball with a net, tennis racket. And so, or hit a ball with a stick. That's golf.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can celebrate them people, how much more should you be able to celebrate him who said, let there be light? And there was light. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, amen. Brother Six, you're back? All right.
Yeah, I'm back. Once again, I want to thank everybody who has been rallying around, my family, my friends, my fans, everybody that's been reaching out on the passing of my mom, also known as Mama Six Eyes. She is now up there with Papa Six Eyes, my sister and my brother. I'm the last man standing. So if there's no more words, can somebody look at the board and see if there's another number on there? One of my aunts, maybe?
Nope.
Okay. So what we're going to do is play one of her favorite songs that she loves. She recently got an Alexa. And I used to, if I'm working on music or doing something, she called, son, hi. I said, hey, Ma, concert. So I give her a concert, and she would listen. Can you hit, turn it up. You know, we known for sound. Turn it up, man. So I turn it up. There you go. All right. So she said, yeah, Papa Six Eyes, come back down here. You have some songs sounding like that. I said, yes, ma'am. So I crank it up, and she listened. She listened that next day. How was the concert? Oh, son, it was great. I heard this song, that song, this song. And I thought back, you know, your father, and I just, you know, I nice concert. So after a while, I noticed she wasn't asking for no concert. Now, this was a little bit after Christmas, and she wasn't asking for no concert. So I'm like, well, maybe she'll start asking again. So she called me. Hi, son. What are you doing? I said, I'm sitting up here listening to Alexa. I said, yeah. She said, guess what? I have an Alexa. I said, you do? Yes. So I showed her how to get used to it. I said, all right, she's going to have to learn me. So I had her, helped her set it up, you know. And after a while, it learned her name. Charles Jr., it said my name. I said, okay. So we said, now we're gonna add some songs. So she would say this song. Play this song. I said, no, you got to say Alexa. Song Alexa. I said, no, you got to say Alexa. Play this song. Alexa, play Marvin Sapp. Now playing music by Marvin. Oh, my God. Wow. So we're going to have two songs, I heard. Wow. For you, Mama, love you.
For some reason, you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way,
She loved Marvin Sapp. So we're going to play one of our favorite ones, though.
Amen.
Someone speak for a little bit, please.
All right. Well, we're just waiting on Marvin Sapp to make his arrival. He's coming. He's coming. Wonderful man of God. I love the song. It's My Testimony, because it's something true that he had to experience, and based on things that happened with him. Even his song about Never Would Have Made It. Unfortunately, his wife and the child was killed at the same time, and he had to go through some hard times in the loss of his child. He in one of his messages, because he's a preacher too, a great preacher himself, great minister. And
excuse me.
There you go, Mama. This is her song right here. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you.
After this, I got to do bubblegum, Charles.
Say it again.
Bubblegum.
After this, we have to do bubblegum.
All right.
If I were you, I would say, yeah. Speak, Lord. Speak to me. Oh, speak, Lord. Speak to me. I was so blind. I was so lost. I see you spoke to me. Oh, speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Into my mind. Oh, with your weight, I feel my soul. Oh, speak, Lord. Speak to me, speak my Lord, yeah, speak to me, oh, I love you, Lord, save my soul. Oh,
Amen. Love you, Mama. Love you, Mama. Love you, Mama. Love you, Mama. Amen.
Would you like to listen to another song similar to that?
No, no. Amen.
I made it through. In spite of the storm and rain, heartache and pain, still I declare it, I made it through. See, I didn't lose. I experienced loss at a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still alive. Oh yeah, I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of my legs, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building.